that I have found it impossible to carry the heavy burden of responsibility and to discharge my duties as king as I would wish to do, without the help and support of the woman I love.
These were the exact words of King Edward VIII when he proclaimed his abdication on December 11, 1936 on a BBC radio broadcast. This is Maya Braun, and welcome back to my podcast Keeping Up with the Royals, covering various crises and scandals in the British monarchy. And this week's topic is the abdication of King Edward VIII. Prince Edward, born in 1894, was the eldest child of George, Duke of York, and Princess Mary of Teck, who later became King George V and Queen Mary. Edward trained in the Royal Navy from 1907 to 1911, but served as a staff officer in World War I. The following years after the war, he went on broad goodwill tours of the British Empire. Because of his father being ill, he took an increasing interest in national affairs, and in the 1930s he initiated helping the unemployment crisis and by that gained a big amount of popularity. Around this time, Prince Edward met his future wife, Wallis Simpson, a divorced newlywed wife to Lieutenant Ernest Simpson. The couple became close friends with the prince, and by 1934 he was deeply in love with Wallis. But before he was able to discuss the circumstance with his father, the king died in 1936 and Edward became king. King Edward VIII tried to incorporate Wallis into the royal family, which was against their affair, as well as the Church of England and almost every British politician. The king's and Simpson's relationship was firstly kept out of the British press, but it has already aroused vivid comments in many other European countries and America. Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin tried to warn the king with the causes of integrating a divorced person into the monarchy. Shortly after the press published stories about the affair, the word abdication appeared in the newspapers for the first time. Therefore, King Edward VIII submitted his abdication on December 10, 1936, with the following words. I, Edward VIII, do hereby declare my irrevocable determination to renounce the throne for myself and my descendants. The day after, Parliament endorsed the instrument of abdication, and the king held a speech on a radio broadcast. That night, he left Britain and stayed with friends in Austria, separately from Simpson, until she divorced her second husband. The following June, the couple married in France. After his brother was declared King George VI, on December 12, 1936, Edward became Duke of Windsor, but Wallis was still refused the rank Royal Highness, which severely wounded the Duke. The following years, the Duke and Duchess lived mainly in France, travelling to several European countries. In World War II, Edward worked as a liaison officer with France, then went to Madrid, where the Nazis wanted to involve him in a visionary plan to remake him king, as he was a friend of Adolf Hitler, to vanquish Britain. The rest of World War II, the Duke remained in the West Indies, where he led a colony. After 1945, he and Wallis lived in Paris. Edward occasionally visited London, for example, to attend the funerals of his brother King George and the mother Queen Mary. In 1967, for the first time, both the Duke and Duchess get invited to an official public ceremony by the royals to unveil a plaque to Queen Mary at Marlborough House. After their deaths, the Duke and Duchess were buried side by side at Frogmore, within the grounds of Windsor Castle. Next week on Keeping Up with the Royals, I will talk about one of the latest royal scandals. And who knows, maybe I'll even be joined by a very special guest. See you soon and stay safe!